Hey, Lucas, turn me up one time, baby. Let's get it going. What is going on, beautiful people? Here on 104.5 The Zone, we appreciate you guys hanging out with us from 10 to 1. Where A.J. Brown at? I need to hear him one time.
Julio.
One more time for the people, Lucas.
Julio.
That's right. He's practicing today. That you want to talk about some juice. This is going to get the people going here on or here in Nashville, man. You got Diana Russini flying in today for an OTA's practice. What a time to be alive. Julio Jones is going to take his first steps out onto the practice field in a Titans uniform wearing the number 2 later on. Now, of course, this happens in the middle of the radio show, so I'm not going to get to witness it the way that I would like, but that's okay. You guys are more important. We're going to have some good conversations, some good content, and then at the end of the show, we will tap you in for Mike Vrabel and some players which we do not yet know, players' press conferences, and maybe we will see who. I have no idea who we're going to hear from, to be completely honest with you. They're keeping it very much under wraps. So I will. We will carry those press conferences for you live after practice today. Casey says it's provocative. It gets the people going. Man, you're damn right it does. Hell, it's got me going. So we'll get into the conversation about Julio at practice. A.J. Brown is going to practice for the first time today. Everybody's feeling the vibes here in Nashville. 615-737-1045 is how you get involved today. 615-737-1045. What's your excitement level? It's just an OTA practice. Sure. But for all the reasons that we have just laid out, man, this has to mean something to you, I would imagine. We'll spend more time on that. We've got Vols talk as well. Going to be a great time on the radio show. Lucas is trying to pull his stuff together. He ripped his shirt and then right before the show started.
I'm really upset about this.
You should be. It's a very nice shirt.
I keep looking down at it like, okay, is it that bad?
Can you show the people on Zone TV where you have ripped your shirt? Right above the crotch. Yeah. He's in front of the camera. He's showing people the tear. If you're watching with us on Zone TV, Facebook Live, Twitter, YouTube, and Twitch, you can hang out in the studio with me and in the production studio with Lucas. How did you tear your shirt this morning?
Zipping up my pants.
Yep.
It got caught, and I'm upset about it. I've been wearing this shirt. I bought this shirt at the mall the other day because I was there to get my stupid Mac fixed, and I walked by a Dillard's. I said, I like that shirt. It was on sale, so I bought it. And this is my first day wearing it, and I've ripped it.
No, it's quite nice. It's quite nice indeed. I could not wear it. It's horizontal stripes. I'm too large for horizontal stripes. It's an optical illusion.
Do vertical stripes make you look skinny?
They're supposed to. That or, you know, like a convict. That's why I wear black a lot. It's quite slimming. 615-737-1045. So the tweet that's got everybody hot and bothered. Diana Russini, 2 hours ago, at Diana ESPN. ESPN. Good morning from beautiful but rainy Nashville. Wait, what? The Titans wrap up their last voluntary practice, and today they are expecting number 2 Julio Jones to be on the field for the first time with the team. So you mean to tell me that Diana, because I text her, I was very upset. I said, you flew to town, you didn't even tell me. She knows I'm going to immediately ask her, hey, come carry my butt for a couple of hours on live radio. She's got a lot of stuff to do. But she has flown in from New York to Nashville for a day. It's voluntary for everybody right now. It's voluntary for the players. I don't necessarily think it's voluntary for the coaches. Hell, it's voluntary for the media. But instead, you got national media members flying to Nashville for voluntary off-season team activities. Just because of one player. Man, you want to talk about some juice. We're going to get into that coming up next. Michael, I always want to call him by his real name because that's what it shows up in the YouTube chat, which makes me very upset because his real name is not Michael Gillum. It is, of course, Mr. Lebowski. Lebowski says, spilled coffee right on my crotch before my meeting yesterday. Got to sit there like I had pee pants. It's unfortunate when that happens. I did that in the car the other day, which is a terrible thing because I almost wrecked and then, you know, caused great trauma around me. There's no worse place to spill coffee on yourself than in the car. Burn victim type stuff. So you have Diana in town. You have Julio expected to practice, not just today for the final practice or off-season activity. It's not an actual practice. We have to keep reminding, you know, myself of this. But for me, ultimately, the idea that he is going to participate at this juncture, fresh off of the trade, I think is so important. We're going to have Rhett Bryan on the radio show later on. And Rhett Bryan is, of course, the Titans radio guru. He is responsible for all things Titans Radio Network. He has been a part of every broadcast, him and Mike Keith together, for 20-plus years. And Rhett brought this up in the green room before we were getting ready to do the show, just how important. He's going to tell you a story when he comes on about just how big an impact this is having, not just on the team on the field, okay, but on the larger business of the Tennessee Titans as a whole. This is I don't know how to measure it, to be completely honest with you. But you're going to see A.J. Brown out there for the first time today. And I'll get into OTA stuff coming up next. This is the first time that I'm not going to be able to attend because they had to bump practice up because Mother Nature is being difficult today. She don't want to cooperate. So that's okay. And Titans don't want to move practice inside the bubble, which wouldn't work to my advantage anyway because we can't go in the bubble under the COVID protocols. But all their meeting rooms are set up in the bubble. That whole facility is under construction and delayed by quite a bit from what it sounds like. So they don't want to go in the bubble. They're trying to get this thing in before the rain starts, and they want the media out there. That's got to be the first time that they actually want us to be a part of practice. You know why? Because they got something to sell you. It's the guy in the number two jersey, and the pro stock or the pro shop is already stocked. You got a Julio Jones jerseys next to A.J. Brown, number two and number 11. 2 times 11 equals 22. The math is just that simple. That's math so simple that even I can do it on air, and I'm pretty dumb. 615-737-1045. So it's exciting. It's exciting for a great many reasons. You will see the brand of the Titan. Now, I don't know how much you care about the brand, right? You guys are fans. You care about your team. You care about the wins and losses. You care about who's playing for them, right? How much do you care, if at all, about the brand? 22 for sure is the key, says MB on YouTube. Yeah, I mean, Derrick Henry, but he doesn't have to be anymore. That's the beauty of this whole thing. Derrick Henry is so critical to what the Titans do, and you've taken pressure off his ability to need to carry you. He needed to carry you to an AFC title game in 2019. Now, Tannehill didn't have to do much because Derrick Henry was so good. You can consider Derrick Henry the key. Personally, I'm not here to do, you know, who's more important, sports talk radio cliche, list season type stuff. I'm not here to have the conversation, who's more important to the success of the team, Ryan Tannehill or Derrick Henry? That's my hacky sports broadcaster voice. In fact, Lucas, I had somebody DM an impression of me to me last night that we may want to play on air.
Was it good?
No, it was terrible.
Send it to me.
Okay, I'll DM it to you right now. I can't. Well, I think I can DM and talk. I think I'm capable to a degree. Actually, I think I have to save this video, so maybe I won't do that right now. I'll do it during the commercial break. But
I'll decide if it was good or not.
Yeah, you're the one who has to sit here and listen to me. You know, the people getting in and out of their cars, they can choose to turn me off if they want. We appreciate you not turning me off. And the podcast numbers are great, so that makes me feel very happy. But Lucas is forced. He is paid. At least he's compensated, but it's a hostage-type situation. Blaine and Mickey, they're real easy. They're low maintenance. They can entertain themselves. No, Lucas has to sit here and keep me afloat for 3 hours a day.
The compensation makes it worth it.
Thanks, bud. Thank you for your sacrifice, all the things that you do to make us great around here. So the brand of the Titans is strong right now. Can you imagine? I landed in Tennessee. It'll be 6 years in August. I'm heading into my fifth year covering the team. 6 years ago, I looked at and it's not just because of the players who were on the team, because we did this comparison on Monday when the Julio Jones trade, the first radio show that we had to react to the Julio Jones trade, you know, I looked at the team that I was going to be covering. Now, at that time, I was still working ungodly hours, midnight to 6 a.m., as a part-time producer making less money, not at the zone, but making less money working in sports than I could, you know, being a drive-through attendant at McDonald's. And no shame on the people who make their living that way. I'm just saying, you know, I had hoped coming out of college that my degree would amount to more. And then I was told, yeah, $10 an hour, bud. Go get them. Midnight to 6 a.m. No, but you're not going to see anybody. You're not going to be able to talk to anybody. Don't get in front of a microphone. And now you're stuck with me for 3 hours a day. It's okay. But when I first got here, I remember watching a Titans game with my roommates that had moved down here with me. And I'm like, this is the NFL product that they have. This is what, surely, and it wasn't at the time the thing that most sports fans in Tennessee cared about. And I still don't think that's the case. I think the Q rating for the Vols, I think the longevity of the Vols football program still outweighs the Titans, even as the Vols have been on, you know, kind of a 20-year cold streak with a little bit of positivity sprinkled in between. Lucas can speak to that better than I can. It's basically his entire life at this point. But I remember watching that 2015 team when I got out of college. I'm like, this is what I'm going to have to talk about. And at that time, you know, I wasn't having to talk, so it wasn't that big of a burden. But I'm like, who the hell is Antonio Andrews? Not the nose-biting guy, but the guy that started, that was the starting running back for the Tennessee Titans.
No, same guy.
Same guy. No, I don't know. I think there's been some stuff. Poor Antonio Andrews. He's catching all kinds of strays. He pops up in the headlines one time, and now he's the butt of all my jokes. Such is life. What we're going to talk about coming up next, though, I want to know from you guys, do you care? Now, Diana Russini comes on this radio show regularly. She's a friend of mine. She's one of the best in the national media covering the Tennessee Titans. But the implications, and maybe this is too inside baseball, maybe we're making too much of this. If you think we are, please let us know. 615-737-1045. Do you care about what Julio Jones does for the brand, the Q rating, the idea that your franchise, that the Tennessee Titans are a destination spot, the local professional football team is a place that people want to come to ring chase? Make that make sense to me. 615-737-1045. What a time to be alive, and what a time to be here with us on 104.5 The Zone. Oh, man. So, it's something that cracks me up when people try to imitate my voice. And I understand that I sound a little bit ridiculous. It's the whole reason why, I mean, this is the way that I pay my mortgage. I talk for a living. We're going to get into Titans, what I'm looking for, or what I would be looking for if I was to go out to OTAs today. Unfortunately, that will not be able to happen, but that's okay. Rhett Bryan will be out there. There will be plenty of content provided to you from the Zone's social media accounts, from Julio Jones' first practice as a Titan. We'll get into the branding stuff. And then, you know, I always make a list before we go out to practice of things that I want to watch. And so I'll share with you that list, and then somebody else will have to fill me in on what happens at Titans practice today. It's okay, I'm not bitter. But we start in the obvious place because Joey Dwayne Beard on Twitter, at Joey D. Beard. He DM'd me last night a tweet that I couldn't open because his account's private. But then he sent me a screen recording of his favorite part of an impression that he was doing of me. And I would like to, Lucas suffers through 3 hours of me a day, all right? So he understands, and even more than that, when I'm on Blaine and Mickey on Fridays. So Lucas understands what I sound like. He's been around me enough. He knows the cadence. So Lucas, why don't we play for people the impression? And by the way, if you want to do an impression of me, we will play it live on air because I think these are hilarious. Because this one is hilariously bad. This is Joey Dwayne Beard trying to do my voice.
Oh, my name is Buck Rising, and I'm here to talk about Julio Jones going to the Titans. Tighten up, radio fans.
That's awful.
Oh, that's so funny.
It's so bad. All right, grade it. A through F.
Oh, it's a 3 out of 10. I mean, it's funny, but it doesn't sound like you. Like, someone can do better.
Where
I know someone
can
do
better. Where is he getting that?
I'm getting, like, Harry Carey vibes, maybe? Like Will Ferrell's impression of Harry Carey on SNL?
He sounds like he's dying. Like, he sounds
talking
like...
up radio fan.
Talking. Here I am, talking on the radio about Julio Jones. What the hell is that? Can we run it back one more time? Joey D. Beard, out here doing an impression of me. Crocky says on Twitch it sounds pretty accurate. All right, one more time for the people, Lucas.
Oh, my name is Buck Rising, and I'm here to talk about Julio Jones going to the Titans. Tighten up, radio fans.
I love how he says radio fans.
And also, when the hell have I ever said tighten up? People that until, just, you know, just now.
Fans of radio.
Hello, radio fans. Fans of FM radio. Thank you for spending your time here with us. What the hell is that?
Maybe it sounds like what you will sound like at like 85.
Oh yeah, if I keep yeah. smoking and boozing.
If that's what he was going for.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna. That is just bad, says Dark Alf. Yeah, I mean that's a tough one.
I bet someone can do better. I bet Rhett could do better.
Rhett tried to do me.
I mean, Rhett's done The Godfather and Liam Neeson and Howard Cosell and Keith Jackson and Forrest Gump. Why couldn't he do Buck?
I mean, I don't think my voice is like that crazy, like imitatable. I don't know. I hope it's not. like I said, this is the whole reason that I get a paycheck. I hope somebody can't do like a decent, if Rhett can do a decent enough impression of me, or if even Lucas can, then they can start trying to come for my stuff.
I'd have to workshop it a little bit.
Try it. Do it right now. I'm putting you on the spot. I will stall because I'm a professional and we have much Titans content to get to. So of course we want to get to that for the people. But I will give you the opportunity to collect your thoughts, to gather yourself, to put your vocal cords in the right spot and do an impression of, we work together. You don't work for me, but we are teammates in this regard. Go.
It's been that time.
I stopped doing that though, because I hated it.
Are we starting the obvious place? I need to workshop it.
It just sounds like you're vomiting on the microphone. it's not that bad, is it?
No,
stunk.
I don't know. I need to workshop it. You got to find like a couple little nuances that you do, like when you do impressions, and then just really hammer those hard. So I got to figure out what your particular voice nuances are.
This is the place that we find ourselves in, Lucas. 615-737-1045 is how you get involved in the conversation. If you want to do an impression of me, Godspeed. But while we wait for practice to begin and while we get ready for Julio Jones' debut appearance as a Tennessee Titan, I wanted to run through a couple of different things with you guys. Oh, we're getting actual calls about people wanting to do impressions. Maybe we should do that instead. Okay. Bear with me, because we'll have a lot of Titans talk, a lot of Julio Jones talk, and I'll get to my OTA, you know, would have been observations had I been able to go to practice today. But we'll start with Jim, because I think Jim is giving us an example of who I sound like. Jim, give me your, are you doing an impression or are you trying to pigeonhole my voice? Who do you think I sound like, Jim?
You sound just like John Candy, man. God rest his soul. But every time I listen to you, dude, that's who I see.
Wait, so like actual Uncle Buck. That's what you're giving
Uncle
me?
Uncle Buck. 100%.
Buck Melanoma, pleased to meet you. Thank you, Jim, for the call. We appreciate that. All right, John Candy, I'll take.
Yeah, that's a good shout.
Can you pull up like a John Candy Uncle Buck clip? Is that going to be too much heavy lifting on you? Because now we're already in this place.
We are in this place.
We've sunken into the bit. Look at him rolling his eye. This is why if you're not watching Zone TV, you need to, because Lucas's body language, when I make him dart around the studio for a bunch of stuff that, of course, we didn't prepare before the show started, it's my favorite thing in the world. 615-737-1045. I think Rob is going to try and do an impression of me. Rob, is that what you're calling in to do?
Well, yeah, but first of all, I want to say this. I'm going to tell you, I think, and a lot of people at my job think, you sound just like Andrew Luck. You sound just like him. You and Andrew Luck, y'all voices are so, I mean, identical. He could come on the radio and he could probably fill in from you and get away with it. But
well, that would be bad business for Titans fans, right? Because then I'm like a sleeper cell. If I was to be Andrew Luck, then I would have an undefeated record against the Titans, and then to twist the knife a little further, I get a talk show in your city. That would be tough.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, but I got a little impression of, here goes. All right, today, guys, we got Julio Jones, everybody out there, it's going to be a wonderful day. You guys, Titan fans, need to just tighten up and get excited about Julio coming to the city.
Coming to your city. All right, Rob, thank you for the call, 615-737-1045. That was terrible. But I appreciate. Listen, imitation is the greatest form of flattery, from what I understand. So now, Lucas, you have John Candy, because I'm going to make you go for Andrew Luck after this too, and then we're going to compare them. All right, give me John. Is this John Candy as Uncle Buck or just John Candy? All right, we go now to Buck Melanoma to see if I actually sound like him. A ritual killing? You think I'm out here on the radio giving out death threats? 615-737-1045. Bucks. No, I just did third person. Lucas is pissed because I'm going to make him go after an Andrew Luck voice. Let's see if we can't find like the Andrew Luck book club thing here in just a second. Then we'll see how much I actually sound like Andrew Luck. People are actually calling in for impressions. This is tremendous. 615-737-1045 is how you get involved in the conversation. This is Gerardo, who has called in on line one. He wants to give is Gerardo in Amarillo, Texas? Look at that. Look at the zone's reach. 615-737-1045. I told you Titans talk, but instead you're getting impressions of me. Go ahead, Gerardo. Give me your best shot.
All right, Buck. Well, this actually refers back to what the previous caller called in about you sounding like Andrew Luck. I don't know. I'm pretty sure you're a Levitard Show fan.
I am.
That's correct. A while back, I remember if you were touching on the Andrew Luck podcast when he got into the whole book podcast.
Yes.
And I happened to get into the stream, right when they were doing it. And I swear, for a split second, I was like, holy hell, they got Buck as a guest right now? And then it wasn't until they went into details, like, no, they're talking about Andrew Luck. But every time I hear it, anytime I hear about his little podcast, all I can picture is you, dude. And this is my only impression I got. Here it goes. Happy June.
Hey, brevity is the soul of wit, Gerardo. Thank you for the call. 615-737-1045. Man, this is incredible, okay? Because the only time we get loaded lines is Julio Jones, LeBron James, and apparently now impressions of me. I don't know how. I mean, apparently the audience is enjoying this. If it gets old, Lucas, back me off. But I have a, before we get to Steve, because I see Steve, Josh, and Don, we'll go in that order to make sure that we get everybody in before we have a conversation about Julio Jones and Titans OTAs and Aaron Rodgers and Deshaun Watson, all of it. And Rhett Bryan, of course, will join us in studio. So I used to do my last year at IU, okay? I was trying to figure out what my career trajectory was going to be. And at that point, I was still a political science major. I had no interest in broadcasting, but enough people were making fun of my voice and saying, you need to do student radio and you need to do student television. Go ahead, give it a shot. I said, okay. So I did student TV from what's called the IU Dance Marathon. It's a 36-hour, nobody sleeps, nobody sits. We're raising money for Riley's Children's Hospital in Indianapolis. And the student television station was going to do like a live stream along with it. And we had shifts. So I was doing a shift on student TV. It was really the first time I'd been in front of a camera, and I'm waiting at the stage because they have all the Riley children who are telling their stories of perseverance and overcoming adversity and the various illnesses that all of them are dealing with, incredibly touching stories. But I'm waiting by the side of the stage because I'd like to interview somebody and have them tell their story for student television. So while I'm waiting, this little girl comes up to me and says, oh my God, can I get a picture with you? And I said, of course, that's incredibly sweet. I'm nobody, still nobody, but like at that point, super nobody. And I'm like, yeah, this is so cool. And the mom is there. She wants to take a picture with the little girl. Very, very happy to do it. So I take a picture. She goes, she says, thank you so much. This is incredibly kind of you. I'm like, yeah, no problem. I'm flattered that you would ask me for a picture. And then about 20 minutes later, she comes back and she says, yeah, I don't need this picture anymore. I thought you were Andrew Luck.
I knew it. I knew that's why she wanted the picture.
I was so angry. so angry. Not angry enough to like have my rage spill over.
The little girl said that, or the mom?
No, the little girl. She goes, "I don't, you know, you can keep the picture."
She could have just let it be.
She could have.
She made sure you knew. Like, no, I want you to know. I thought you were Andrew.
She
Luck.
Came back to stick the knife in my back, twist it a little bit. Yeah, I don't need the picture anymore. I thought you were Luck. God. 615-737-1045. Steve is going to do an impression of me. He's in Nashville. All right, Steve, bring it strong. What you got for me?
All right, in the Nashville town. It's about that time.
That's right.
My tights are short, and Leo has been fed, and I made it in on time. Julio's at practice today, and which is actually a good thing. And we have Teresa Walker in town. All righty, back to you, Panzica.
All right, Steve, top of the list. Do we have some kind of applause that we can give Steve? Do we have some way to celebrate him? Golf clap for Steve. 100%. 615. Lucas asked me, what the hell are we going to do in the 1020 segment? I said, I don't know, but I got juice. Let's ride. Little did you know that it was going to get super self-involved. 615-737-1045. We go to Josh in Nashville. I don't know if this is a luck call or an impression, but we're going to roll the dice. What's up, Josh?
Hey, man. I listen to your show every day. I love it. I just wanted to say, every time I hear you, I picture Joe from Family Guy. You sound just like him.
So we got Joe from Family Guy. We got Andrew Luck. That's super masculine. Thank you for the call, Josh. We got John Candy. We got Joe from Family Guy. And we got Andrew Luck. Now, I feel like I'm somewhere in between. Carrie Branford said, nah, look like an off-brand Andrew Luck. Sound like John Wayne. Ooh, the strong, silent type. Except I'm not the strong, silent type. I'm neither strong
nor silent.
Neither strong nor silent. So thank you, Carrie. That's the line from The Sopranos. What happened to right when he sits down to talk in therapy, what happened to all the? I'm blanking on the movie star's name, but Tony Soprano sits down and goes, you know, what happened to the strong silent type? Now we got everybody complaining. Yeah. Who's the actor?
I can't remember who he was talking about.
Oh, it's going to drive me crazy. I just started rewatching The Sopranos, too. 615-737-1045. Don in Frankfield is the last one. Don, what you got for me this morning? Thanks for the call.
Hey, Buck. I love your show, man. You sound like Silence of the Lambs, Buffalo Bill.
Oh, God!
Put the lotion on the skin.
That is so John. Don, get the hell out of here. What am I supposed to do with that? It puts the lotion. Okay, so can we find that clip now, too? Is that going to be too much on you? I know. I'm sorry. Look at him. He's pissed. Gary Cooper. That's right. Whatever happened to Gary Cooper? The strong, silent type. Thank you, Lebowski. The YouTube chat always bailing me out. He said, I sound like the guy from Silence of the Lambs. Buffalo Bill. It puts the lotion on the skin. Now, we're going to, of course, play this clip to get the payoff. And Lucas, bless him, has been scrambling all over the place. I've said John Candy. I've said Joe from Family Guy. I've said Andrew Luck. And now we have Buffalo Bill. I feel like none of those are compliments. Joe from Family Guy is all right. Do we have Buffalo Bill? Let's run it.
It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
Oh my
it's
God.
It's not horribly far
oh
off.
Oh my God, he's close.
It's pretty close.
It rubs the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again.
The Joe from Family Guy one is good too. I think it's a blend of Buffalo Bill and Joe from Family Guy.
That is awful. Joey Dwayne Beard has completely derailed the proceedings. That is not what I thought we were going to get calls. I'm all hopped up on Julio Jones' excitement because we have national media coverage in Nashville, Tennessee for an OTAs. And at this point, it's turned into Night at the Roxbury stand-up at this point. Goodness, 615-737-1045. Scott Bowen says, when your voice gets high, you sound like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. That sounds about right. Who's up there? Who's up there on line one, Lucas? I can't see the, okay, we got Luke in Nashville. We will see what Luke has brought to the table. This will be the last call because I promised we were going to talk about Titans, and now I've completely derailed the proceedings. Luke in Nashville, you're going to be the last one for the morning. So finish us off strong. What you got for me, Luke?
Awesome, thank you. I think you sound like Vin Diesel. So that's my take on it.
Vin Diesel. Am I going to send Lucas scrambling for a Fast and Furious clip? Now, Vin Diesel is also the strong and silent type. And again, that is not me. Neither strong, no silent. I got Carrie Benford on YouTube saying, any old Western actor mixed with Dr. Phil. Won't you tell me how you feel about it? No, I can't. I can't do Dr. Phil. Catch me outside. How about that? That's much more my speed. Just glad this show can follow up with the same energy as J. Martin Ramon from this morning. Yeah, it's completely gone off the rails. But what else is going off? Do you have audio for us to play?
They're all like very short, quick hit lines. Like, you've made a big mistake.
The strong and silent type, Vin Diesel. I am neither strong nor silent, but that's okay. Know who else is not keeping it? Well, they are keeping it silent, but their actions are loud. Aaron Rodgers and Deshaun Watson. We are going to spend a lot of time on the Julio Jones conversation and on Titans OTAs. And Rhett Bryan is going to be in here with Titans Radio to tell you a really cool story about the impact that Julio is having on the Titans Radio Network. Something that you may not be thinking about and what this means for the brand. Buckethead just tweeted me, you sound like the voiceover guy from those awkward ED commercials. Do you have erectile dysfunction? I do not. TMI.
Moving on.
Oh, God. Oh, what is this show today? Aaron Rodgers and Deshaun Watson.
Julio.
Thank you. See? Now we're back on track. A.J. Brown with the reset. Aaron Rodgers and Deshaun Watson are dividing their fan bases. Like, dividing their organizations, dividing their fan bases. Now, there are very different reasons why both of these guys are looking to get out of the Packers and the Texans, respectively. It's the most important position in all of sports, and these are two of the biggest stars. Now, Deshaun Watson's situation is inherently more complicated, whereas Aaron Rodgers is just an unhappy player at the position at this point. Bucks Adderall medication says on Twitch, if you're a Titans fan, you want Watson to the Broncos. Well, you certainly don't want Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes quarterbacking a wild card team. Can you imagine? So what we're going to do coming up next, and Rhett Bryan is going to join us for this conversation as well before we get into the top pass-catching combinations across the National Football League. Who gets traded first, Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun Watson? Feel free to jump in on the conversation on Zone TV or via the phone, 615-737-1045. Rhett Bryan will join us as well. I'm Buck Rising. This is 104.5 The Zone. Back here, 104.5 The Zone. A very, very exciting day in the city of Nashville. Who'd have thunk? OTA's got everybody fired up. So much so that we had to get the whole family involved. We got Lucas in here like we normally do, but Rhett Bryan of Titans Radio has joined the fun, and we're going to get into some exciting conversations about the Titans wide receiver core and how it stacks up against everybody else in the league. Rhett, my brother, you guilted me today. You made me feel bad because I was scrambling. The Julio Jones news got everybody hot and bothered. This is the showstopper in a OTA practice in the middle of June, something I never thought we'd have. But you said, this is what it takes for you to put me on your radio show. And my heart hurt, Rhett. Why'd you do that to me?
Well, I mean, I've been there vicariously through the poll updates, caricature voices that I've been doing for you. It's not that you hadn't invited me. You had, but it's like, okay, the show developed into something else that day and you went a different direction. You've been on the air for 3 months, and so it's just glad to be, you know, I'm glad to be a part of it. I'm on all the other shows. Why not yours?
Rhett Allbutt told me to kick rocks via text this morning. No, the poll updates, the dumbest thing in sports this week, all of those things that you hear are the melodic tones of one Rhett Root Bryan of Titans Radio. One day we're going to be able to explain that joke to people. I don't think today's that day.
No. got too many other things to cover.
No doubt. So before we get into Julio and AJ, and Rhett's got some really, really cool story that I think Nashville sports fans and Titans radio fans are going to want to hear. We'll get to that coming up next. But I wanted to have this conversation while we have a little bit of time about Aaron Rodgers and Deshaun Watson. This is a situation for these two players, two star quarterbacks in the NFL, that have sent a lightning bolt through both of their fan bases, both of their organizations, in a way that is so, well, toxic to different degrees. Because you have Deshaun Watson and obviously the 22 civil suits that he is going through for sexual impropriety with a handful of massage therapists down there in the Houston area. And it's a topic that we have largely avoided because I do not have legal training. Lucas does not have legal training. Rhett, unless I'm missing something in your background.
You would be mistaken if you thought I had legal training.
HR
training foolishness? Yes.
HR, perhaps. Maybe not legal training. But this is a the Watson situation. There's been no way for us to advance the story intelligently, and this is largely an opinion show, and this is not something that I am comfortable formulating a decisive opinion on for a great many reasons. But of course, this is a team within the Titans division. This is a team that has a lot of scrutiny on it for the Deshaun Watson situation. But prior to that, he was already looking to get the hell out of there. This is something that we've covered at nauseam. Then you look at Aaron Rodgers and all of the mess that he has created for the Packers, that Adam Schefter was the tool for him to be able to utilize. I mean, tool in the sense of like hammer and nail, not the other kind. I like Schefter. But draft day just absolutely nuking the situation for the Green Bay Packers in a way that I don't think they had time to really get their heads around until after the fact, after the draft, where they're trying to collect themselves, pick up the pieces that he's left behind, and now trying to figure out whether they can roll out there with Jordan Love. Aaron Rodgers is willing to take $93,000 in fines just to not show up to the Packers' mandatory minicamp right now. So, boys, I feel like when you're looking at this conversation and you're looking at these two situations in the NFL, this is the most important position in all of sports. These are two star players, and they are both trying to push their way out of organizations. Who do you think has the best chance of getting traded first, Rhett? Because I think they're both equally complicated for different reasons. And I'll let you answer the question first before I kind of give my thoughts on it.
Well, I think it's Aaron Rodgers, just because there are no legal ramifications tied to his stuff. It's all about the business of the NFL. Salary caps, draft picks, what the trade commodity, whatever it is, it's down to regular football business, whereas the Deshaun Watson thing is much more complicated. And we know that his hearing isn't until February 2022. In regards to the allegations that have been made on him with all the sexual misconduct with the massage therapists and everything. And I don't see that getting cleared up anytime soon.
Nope.
As we approach the football season. The squeaky wheels of justice don't roll very fast. And I think it's an Aaron Rodgers thing before it's a Deshaun Watson thing. And the other thing, you've discussed this on your show with Lucas and callers since you've been on the air, is that when this news about Deshaun Watson came out, we looked at his dead cap number. They can't just cut him. Now, they'd have to think about that if there was, even more serious things tied to what's already a kind of a dark path there for him. But, they're going to have to sit pat with him until this thing kind of washes out, whether that's later in the fall or somewhere around that February 2022 court date.
Well, who says the NFL can't find a resolution from their investigation before his court date?
And that's also a possibility. But I still think it's an Aaron Rodgers thing before it's a Deshaun Watson thing. And oddly enough, both have mentioned or have had in circles the Denver Broncos in mind with this stuff.
See, I think the thing, because you did have Kareem Jackson, a former teammate of Deshaun Watson, go on Aqib Talib's new podcast and talk about how Watson has expressed an interest in playing for the Denver Broncos. Now, and Watson, the thing that complicates it between Rodgers and Watson is it's much more simple in theory to trade for Aaron Rodgers. But the question is, Aaron Rodgers has already made a mess for one organization. If a team puts together a trade package for Rodgers and Rodgers doesn't want to play for that team, do you not run the risk of putting yourself in the line of fire for a player who has already been able to make a mess for the team that's trying to trade him? I don't think it is as complicated, of course, as Deshaun Watson for all of the reasons that we have laid out. But and also because Watson still has a no-trade clause in the middle of all this thing, so he can still dictate where he wants to go, provided that the team, you know, doesn't cut him, as Rhett said. Lucas, you over under $50 million, do you think that it costs to cut Deshaun Watson? Over or under?
Oh, having no idea, I'm going to say over.
$67.14 million in dead cap if they were to release this man right now.
And in 2022, it's still over $50 million, if I'm not mistaken.
51.2. Rhett Bryan knows his stuff. So ultimately, I think it's going to be a fascinating situation to watch. I have no idea whether either of these guys are going to play professional football for their various organizations in 2021. And it continues this interest in these two players. Aaron Rodgers could, you know, tell everybody to bleep off. I'm just going to go host Jeopardy for a year. And if I decide to come back at a certain point, it would still be complicated because the Packers would still own his rights in the way that the Patriots did. That's with right. Rob Gronkowski when he retired. People forget that was actually a trade that was orchestrated between the Patriots and the Buccaneers for Gronk to be able to come back and now go out and win Super Bowls with Tampa Bay. Ultimately, it's all coming up gravy if you're the Titans, because at least you don't have to worry about Watson in your division, and also because you're going to get your first look today at Julio Jones and, reportedly, A.J. Brown on the St. Thomas Sports Park practice field. We're going to get into the excitement of what we have to look forward to and why this makes such a difference, not just for the team, but for the city of Nashville, for everybody who is a Titans fan, and certainly if you're a fan of Titans Radio. That's what's coming up next. I'm Buck Rising. This is 104.5 The Zone.